They said it was a weather balloon. Eileen's daughter holds happy birthday balloons at the bus stop when I drop off my daughter. When I wish her happy birthday, Eileen tells me it's not her birthday. She has found the balloons and been carrying them with her for 3 days, smiling as everyone who passes wishes her happy birthday. But as the bus pulls away, she releases the string to wave it goodbye, and she cries as they lift into the sky as the sun begins to scald the edges of the morning clouds. "Oh no," says Eileen, "the turtles and the manatees." When I look to the sky, I only see balloons, not turtles, not manatees. Eileen sees balloons not as they are, but as they'll be, as deflating foil and latex sinking into the ocean, suffocating the animals at home in those silent seas. I think of how a thing is a thing, but also other things, how we try and say what we mean with language, but words are as imprecise as a drunk sniper taking aim atop a spinning carousel, and how Ezra Pound used 15 languages and the cantos in order to employ the correct word for perfectly expressing his meaning, deciding the three rippled hieroglyph best expressed water. As I'm walking home, my wife texts me in an eggplant emoji, and I can't tell if this is a sexual advance or a request to stop at the vegan grocery. Should I respond with a thumbs up image or a meme of a frustrated Nicolas Cage? So much depends on whether the red wheelbarrow is just a wheelbarrow or a symbol of American industrialism. Behind the bushes of a neighbor's house, I think I spy a giant great blue heron, but it's just a stupid black smart car parked in their driveway.